WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 78 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A heat advisory is in effect for most of the listening area now until 7 a.m. Saturday, with the exception of the far west and southwest Iowa counties, where it goes into effect at noon and runs until 8 o'clock tonight, but expect to see an extension on that as well throughout the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. In the news, a teenager from Rapid City, South Dakota, was sighted following an accident in Atlantic Saturday afternoon. The Atlantic Police Department reported on Monday that 16-year-old Alexandra Lynn Spencer was sighted for no proof of insurance, driving without a valid driver's license, and failure to maintain control. After the vehicle she was driving collided with another vehicle near the Casey's East convenience store, the accident happened around 4:25 p.m. when a vehicle driven by Carson Heine of Messina was traveling west on 7th Street and went to make a right-hand turn into the Casey's store driveway. Haney's vehicle was struck from behind by the Spencer vehicle, causing a total of $4,400 damage. No injuries were reported. In other news, the Atlantic Police Department reported on Monday that 23-year-old Derek Cooper of Villisca was arrested Sunday for failure to have SR-22 insurance. Cooper was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The former Mills County Deputy Treasurer, who was arrested Friday afternoon for stealing more than $36,000 in vehicle registration transactions, was released by a judge Monday under a pretrial agreement. 42-year-old Tammy Gammon of Glenwood was held over the weekend in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $65,000 bond. A report by State Auditor David Vaught said the theft dated back to 2005 and included more than 180 transactions. Auditors say Gammon would enter the vehicle registration information into a state database, but later void the transactions and pocket the fees. Gamut was fired in April of last year. The theft was uncovered by the Iowa Department of Transportation as it was reviewing registration data from various counties around the state. Gammon admitted during an interview with investigators that she did not deposit some fees and kept them instead to pay daily expenses, particularly when a lot of the money was in her cash drawer, the report said. She said she believed she took less than $10,000. Auditors say the scheme started to unravel after a routine review by the DOT in January of 2011 questioned an unusual transaction in which the office reinstated a registration that had been voided months earlier without any explanation. Ann Pross, Center Director for the Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic, is issuing a reminder to students here in the Atlantic area that this Friday, July the 6th, is the deadline to apply for a locally endowed scholarship for those considering a career in nursing, especially those who desire to serve patients with cancer. Pross said the Don and Lois Sontag Endowment Fund opportunity provides much-needed financial assistance to those enrolled in nursing prerequisites or the nursing program. Iowa Western Community College will make decisions on all applications according to need and scholarship criteria. The amount awarded to each student will depend on the number of qualified applicants. The scholarships will be for classes which begin August 20th of this year, and students from Atlantic and the surrounding area are eligible to apply. All funds from the effort will be used only for students enrolled in nursing prerequisite courses or the nursing program. For additional information about that scholarship, you can contact Don Sontag. His number is 712-249-1906 or Ann Pross at Iowa Western Community College at 712-243-5527. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seifert reports that 900th Street between County Road M16 and Umbrella Road will be closed for about 4 weeks beginning this Thursday, July the 5th. The road will be closed for culvert repairs in the 2100 block of 900th Street. Seifert advises emergency crews should be aware of the hog confinement site at 2116 900th Street. It must be accessed from the east only. should there be a need to respond to that facility, and those same crews should prepare alternate routes to residences in the area for the same reason. Anyone with questions about the project can contact the Shelby County Engineer at 712-755-5954. Elsewhere in state news, the latest report from the USDA shows the toll the hot and dry weather is taking on Iowa's corn acreage. The corn, considered to be in good to excellent condition, is down 6% from a week ago. Spencer-based Iowa State University Extension agronomist Paul Castle said north and northwest Iowa cornfields are still looking good, but those corn plants there that are sucking about a quarter of an inch of soil moisture daily will soon be showing yield-depressing stress because of the heat and winds.
It's going to hurt the corn because we're getting into that natasting period, but more importantly, into that early grain field period, any moisture stress really is going to reduce potential yield, so that's our big concern.
In Johnston, Pioneer Market Analysis Manager Virgil Robinson expects the USDA's 8% downgrading of the nation's corn acreage that's rated good to excellent to increase corn market prices. Robinson says the governor of Nebraska declared a state of emergency Monday regarding the drought in that state, and another week to 10 days of these hot and dry conditions will cause problems for Iowa.
Clearly, we have some concerns, primarily in corn, beans deferred to a little deeper date in the calendar.
And the USDA rating is 62% of Iowa's corn crop in good to excellent condition, 10% is poor or very poor. Just under 60% of Iowa's soybeans are in good to excellent condition. Iowa State University Extension climatologist Elwin Taylor says he sees some similar patterns this summer in parts of the state when compared to the last major drought in the late 1980s.
For eastern Iowa, it's sort of a year on its own, but for western Iowa, it's not too different from the last major drought we had in this state. And that was 1988.
While the state was hit by a drought 24 years ago, Taylor said it wasn't something that hit every inch of the state.
It was a mixed situation in the west half of Iowa, west of Interstate 35. Some places really did have a drought in 88, and other places said, you know, we came out all right. Farmers will tell me they had an average yield in 88. Some will tell me, well, even two or three had a record high yield for them during that year. It just depended on whether you caught the rain events that were going around. I'm not sure that it'd be the same thing this year.
Taylor says the extremely warm days that add stress to the crops began a little sooner this year than in the past.
It was after the 15th of June when they started to add. We picked up a few earlier this year, but still it was after the 1st of June when they started really coming. And we've been getting quite a bit of stress now. So started a couple of weeks earlier this year than in 88, but it's been going up rapidly.
And he says records indicate a drought occurs on average of every 20 to 25 years in the state. And finally, in Iowa news, smoke from wildfires raging in Colorado has drifted into Iowa, making for redder skies at dawn and dusk, but causing no health problems. The smoke will likely remain over the state until the fires are out. The National Weather Service says the smoke is high in the atmosphere, so residents likely won't see too many effects. Meteorologist Kevin Scow said that winds, which generally flow from west to east across the U.S., has pushed the smoke over Iowa. He said the sky is hazier, with sunrises and sunsets redder than normal. Meteorologists haven't noticed any dust or other particles that could settle on the state and aren't aware of any health risks. Environmental officials say Iowa's air quality is good. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, firefighters are having to battle wildfires in the West without the help of 8 much-needed air tankers. One of them was involved in a deadly crash over the weekend while fighting a South Dakota blaze, and the other 7 have been put on an indefinite operational hold while investigators look into the cause of the crash. For some 1.4 million homes and businesses in the Mid-Atlantic, maybe the power will be restored today and maybe it won't. Utilities say extra crews are coming from as far away as Quebec and Oklahoma to work on downed power lines and broken equipment. But it could take days to get everyone back online, and authorities fear the death toll from the storms could rise because of the dangerous heat and generator fumes. U.S. stock futures are higher ahead of a shortened trading session today. Wall Street closes at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, noon Central, for the Independence Day holiday tomorrow. Also, the Commerce Department reports that U.S. factory orders for May, which economists surveyed by FactSect, predict were flat. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. For major repairs, including new house construction to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Frank Jessen, age 87, of Stewart, died Friday. Funeral services for Frank Jessen will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Burdette Shorty Parrott, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Shorty Parrott will be today at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Morrell, age 87, of Ocala, Florida, died June 21st. Funeral services for Richard Morrell will be today at 10:30 at the Gray United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield area, died Friday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gloria Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died Friday. A memorial service for Gloria Erickson will be this coming Friday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Margaret Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Kleinpaste, age 92, of Harlan, died June the 9th. Funeral services for Harold Kleinpaste will be on July the 10th at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Wachter, age 62, of West Des Moines, died Monday in Des Moines. A private graveside service for Carol Wachter will be held at the Earlham City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. And David Esbeck, age 73, of Des Moines and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for David Esbeck are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.